fish, give me that fish. Give me that devil nail fish, give me that fish. What if it were you hanging up on this wall? If it were you in that sandwich, you wouldn't be laughing at all.
Any day is a great day for a fillet of fish. And right now at McDonald's, you can get two golden delicious sandwiches for only $3.33.
The greatest commercials of all time were those fillet of fish commercials from about, what, 10 years ago? Got to be about 10 years ago. And you know what? It's that time of year. They should be showing these. It's Lent. They should bring back those damn commercials of the greatest commercial jingle of all time. I had the dudes on my show who wrote it because I loved it so much. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I actually have it here. I can actually, it's on my sound cue. I can, it's on my soundboard. I can hit it. But the thing is that I just was so, I remember the first time I saw the commercial, I was like, what the hell? What is that? So I had the guys on who, it took more than one guy to write that, by the way. It's three guys got credited with it. So Andy got a hold of him, my old producer, Andy Herman, who was mentioned now twice this morning. Got a hold of him because I was like, we got to get these guys on, these guys who wrote this Filet of Fish song, because it's the greatest commercial jingle of all time. We get them on, and they're like, yeah, man, what's going on? They sounded exactly like the kind of guys who would write a theme like that. They sounded high. They said that, yeah, they'd been having a couple of cocktails, and they just came up with this, and then suddenly they send it to McDonald's, and McDonald's uses it. It was almost, do you remember those commercials, Esmeralda?
I do.
Yeah. I had these guys on, and they were like, yeah, we wrote the theme, man. I'm pretty cool. And this was like at the height of Filet-O-Fish theme mania. Well, I'm the only person that actually thought there was the Filet-O-Fish theme had mania attached to it. I was the only one. Nobody else felt kind of that way. Well, my ex-wife did. My ex-wife loved it, too. So anyway, we had them on, and they were we only had them on one segment because they really didn't have a lot to say. But anyway, it's a Wild Card Wednesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's the Filet of Fish song, and there you are. It is Wednesday, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. And you know what? It's time for a little pop-up video. That's coming up, so get your cats ready. They're all lined up outside Esmeralda on Michigan Avenue. And the streets and sand have cleared the garbage, the newer garbage cans, and put
right.
The old ones.
Good, good, good.
So tin can.
They're so efficient.
Tin Can Alley is ready to go. So pop-up video is based on, of course, the TV show on VH1. It's a board game given to me by a listener some years back. And Esmeralda and I will be asked questions about a certain video / song. And then the second side of the card has sort of pop culture-related stuff and questions regarding that song. And, can you believe who's sitting over there right in the thing? It's Skip Skipley.
Hi, guys.
Oh,
hi,
my
Skip.
Gosh.
How are you guys?
All right. How are you?
Good. Welcome back, Nick.
Oh, thanks, man. You ever have an ice dam leak in your house?
I can't say that I have.
Don't ever let it happen to you, ever. If you can avoid it, I say avoid it at every possible cost, because it sucks. So, well, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, are we ready for some fun?
Yeah, why don't we not?
Oh, yeah. Esmeralda, are you ready? Who wants to have some fun? That's
me.
That's a quote from Seinfeld, when Kramer just comes busting into his house.
I'd imagine that has been said by other people before,
yeah.
Seinfeld.
But that was the line reading that I did was from Kramer. Who wants to have some fun? That's the way Kramer says it. All right. Do we have a theme? Pop-up video. Pop-up video. There it is. Okay. You ready, Esmeralda?
I'm ready.
Okay. What do we got, Mr. Skippington Sklipsland Skip?
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
God-given name.
Yeah.
He changed it to a stage name.
You got to shorten it up. Please provide us a line or two from the Rolling Stones, Waiting on a Friend.
I remember this pop-up video.
Me too. I do too. I just can't think. All I can think of now is the chorus. You know what? It's ridiculous because I get home after we do these and I can sing every line from the damn song.
And don't be ashamed.
I know this song. I know this pull of me. I'm just waiting on a friend. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm blanking on this. I got to do the chorus. I'm just waiting on a friend. I'm just going to repeat it. I'm just waiting on a friend.
I mean, Esmeralda's getting down over there.
Yeah.
Or you're just moving your headphone cord. Either one.
Just waiting on a friend. All right. That's all I can think. I can't believe this. And I love this song.
That'll work.
I love this song. Thank you. God, it's embarrassing. Okay.
See? See how it feels?
Esmeralda.
Yes.
In what city is this video shot?
New York City.
That is correct.
Absolutely. By the way, I won't say it because it might be a I have a little tidbit about this, about the building that they shoot this thing. I won't get into it until we're over. I don't want to give another question away. All right.
True or false?
What happened?
Ian Stewart was an original member of the Rolling Stones.
Ian Stewart?
Ian Stewart was an original member of the Rolling Stones. True or false?
False.
That is incorrect.
It's true.
It is true.
Wow, I didn't know that. Didn't know that. Okay.
Esmeralda, What friend is Mick waiting for in this video?
His friend Keith Richards.
That is correct.
He's waiting for him, man. He's waiting on him. Now you flipped.
I have flipped.
Skip flipped. He flipped.
Flipped.
You see what happens? When you hear Keith Richards' name, you should flip automatically. It's just be an impulse.
Interesting.
I don't know what that means.
It's a twitch.
It's a twitch. All right. It's 2-1 after Esmeralda is ahead. 2-1. All right.
We have flipped, and they are all multiple choice.
Oh, we like to hear that.
All multiple choice.
All righty, then. Yes. Is this for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies of the Canyon.
What?
Is a song and album title by which Canadian musician?
Canadian Bill? Is Canadian Bill around?
Again.
Well, it can't be Saga because
it's not
said
Saga.
Musician.
Yes. Yeah, it's a musician. Oh. Okay. All right.
Your choices are Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Bryan Adams, or Alanis Morissette. Again, Ladies of the Canyon is a song and album title by which Canadian musician? Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, Bryan Adams, Alanis Morissette.
Joni Mitchell.
That is correct.
Okay. I thought they were just going to try and fool me by including non-Canadians, but all those choices were Canadian.
Right, or very obscure Canadians,
yeah.
Which is most.
Saga. I thought Gordon Lightfoot was going to be in there. Isn't Gordon Lightfoot Canadian? I think Gordon Lightfoot is Canadian.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, okay.
Esmeralda, What was once a nickname for New York City? Little England, Europe's Star, The Big Onion, or City of Dreams?
Darn, I was hoping I was going to get to use my They Might Be Giants knowledge.
What was once a nickname for New York City? Little England, Europe's Star, The Big Onion, or City of Dreams?
I'm going to go with, what was the little one?
Onion. Little England.
Little England.
Little England.
That is incorrect.
Darn.
What is it?
Apparently it was once called The Big Onion.
Yeah. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay. All right. We're tied.
Stewart.
Yeah.
Is the identical twin of Adam. And what soap opera?
All my children, don't even play around.
Wow. Yes, that
all
is
all my
wow.
children, don't
correct.
Play around. My family was
good.
Played brilliantly, dual role played brilliantly by the Daytime Emmy Award winning David Canary.
Wow.
I'm almost afraid to ask. Why is this such a passion for you, Nick?
Oaken and I used to watch it every single day.
It's turned into pop-up soap opera.
In between Mambo King viewings?
Yeah, absolutely. Why is that a question?
Ian
Stewart. Okay, yes. All right.
Esmeralda. Richard Ashcroft is the lead singer of which band? A, Radiohead. B, The Verb. Verve, excuse me. C, Marcy Playground. D, Milk Breath. That's actually Nick's nickname.
Whoa! The Verve. Wow.
That is correct.
Yeah, the Verve. Oh, wow. Milk Breath. That is my nickname. Thank you, Skip.
Susan confirms, by the way, Gordon Lightfoot is indeed Canadian.
He is Canadian. Oh. Okay, that's what I thought. I thought Gordon Lightfoot was going to be in there. Could have threw him in there.
They can't throw all the Canadians.
Yeah, but like Alanis Morissette clearly did not have an album called that. So they could have put Gordon Lightfoot in, which would have been maybe Gordon
more believable.
Yeah.
Mm. Not as smart as you, these no. writers.
Well, they're also including Milk Breath so as the possible band name. All right. This is an exciting game, Esmeralda.
What's the score?
3-3.
Oh, boy.
This is what you call excited. There are people outside right now chewing their nails off their fingers and spitting them. By the way, the little tidbit thing that I wanted to say about the building, mm-hmm. Where does this take place? The building where they shot the video for I'm Just Waiting on a Friend is also the building that is used for the front cover of Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti. So hang on to that little piece of tidbit and impress your friends.
Those cocktail parties. That's what we're here for.
Exactly. It's
to make people sound more interesting.
It's the building that was used on the cover of Physical Graffiti by Led Zeppelin. I've been to that building. I went there
You know he's in town. Who? Robert Plant.
Oh, Robert Plant. Yeah, he's playing.
He played last night.
Oh, he played last night. Where the hell did he play?
The Riv.
Oh, he played the Riv.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
He still got it, that Robert Plant.
Sure. Yeah. I wasn't there.
I got a picture taken in front of the Physical Graffiti building.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because I'm a geek.
By the way, apparently the signal takes a little longer to get to Canada because Canadian Bill also is now confirming that Gordon Lightfoot is Canadian.
They got to mush it with those dogs.
That's exactly right. They got to go across the tundra to get to it. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic. Wildcard Wednesday, everybody. Peter Indicator chose the match game theme. For those of you who were not around at the top of the show, I interviewed Dick DiBartolo, who was a major influence on my life when I was a kid. He wrote for Mad Magazine. He created the style of innuendo questions from Match Game. He invented Dumb Dora and Dumb Donald. And if you didn't hear it, it's going to be podcast in the morning. You should listen to it because he's extraordinarily entertaining and fun. So that's why the Match Game theme was being played. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. All right, let's get to it. Look, Skip Skipley's back.
Hey, guys.
He retired for a minute. Now he's back.
It's good to be back.
Thanks. I'm glad you're back, too. Okay, the cats are ready. They're outside. They're floating.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe Dave Ennett and his army are ready to go, and the sports department is overrun.
Very good.
So shall we begin?
Esmeralda, please provide us a line or two from Janet Jackson's Love Will Never Do Without You.
Okay. Love will never do without you. Hold on. Never do without you. See, I'm thinking of the chorus now where they just yell at her.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to. Yeah, I just remember the video. Love will never, right? Because it's Antonio Sabato Jr. That's probably an
remember,
answer.
I don't remember the video. I do.
Love will never do.
Oh, so you're doing that part. Okay.
Do without you. Oh, yeah. Love will never do. Oh. They said it wouldn't last.
There you go.
But we then prove them wrong.
Yeah.
No, love will never do without you.
Wow, the cats are happy.
Man. I know.
The Woo. Cats are very happy.
Did you
right
think
now.
Did See, you think
Dave is shaking his head no, the cats are not happy.
Did you think Janet?
Oh,
yeah.
They are happy. I was going to say I think Dave got attacked by the cats
right.
while they're in there.
They freaked out. They don't know All what right. happens. They kind of it's like catnip. They just freak
yeah.
out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Did you think Janet was here?
I did.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing. Nick,
what
famous fashion photographer directed this video?
Oh, come on now.
Oh.
What famous fashion photographer directed this video?
That is correct.
Oh, my gosh. Why don't I know this? I know this.
There's, I mean, no, I don't know. Annie Leibovitz.
That is incorrect. Herberts.
All right. Okay.
Esmeralda, Janet was briefly married to a member of what 80s family pop group?
DeBarge.
That is correct.
I love that that was a question.
Mr. DiGilio.
Dancing in the Streets. No, is that Dancing in the Streets?
You know, I don't know an actual... I don't know the names of DeBarge songs. There's the one...
They were The Last Dragon. They were. I think he sang a song on The Last Dragon.
I forget what it is. If I heard it, I would go, yep, that's DeBarge.
DeBarge, yeah. They had some hair.
They did.
Yeah, okay.
Janet's sexy Latin co-star is what famous underwear model?
Antonio Sabato Jr. That and is- thank you, Esmeralda, because I never would have gotten it in a million
years.
That is
correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Flipping!
Flipped. Esmeralda, multiple choice.
Yes.
What does penultimate mean? A, next to last. B, last. C, nice handwriting. D, best.
Oh, man.
What does penultimate mean?
Second to last?
That is correct. Very nice.
Phew.
You're pulling ahead here, Esmeralda. It's 6-4 at this point. Ain't coming down on the stretch.
Another multiple choice for you here.
Thank the Lord.
What TV star appeared in ads for Ritz Crackers? Was it Sandy Duncan, Charles Nelson Reilly, Andy Griffith, or George Goober Lindsay?
Sandy Duncan.
That is incorrect.
George Goober Lindsay?
That is incorrect.
It was Charles Nelson Reilly?
That is incorrect.
Or so, who was the other?
Andy Griffith.
Oh. Charles Nelson Reilly. Eat Ritz Crackers. Oh, oh. All right. Thank you.
Esmeralda, another multiple choice for you here. What's the mule's name in the American traditional song Erie Canal? Was it?
Oh, good. It's multiple choice.
Was it Sam, Gal, Sal, or Hal?
What was the, question?
What's the mule's name in the American traditional song Erie Canal? The name was Sam, Gal, Sal, or Hal.
I'm going to go with Hal.
That is incorrect.
Sal.
Rams with Canal. Oh,
Canal.
See, I was thinking Sal, but I thought it was, I don't know.
You thought it was Hal.
I thought it was Hal. Darn.
Okay.
Final question.
Oh, and I can't win. Esmeralda has won. Let's just see if I can get this right.
Caesar's famous quote, Veni, Vidi, Vici, means I came, I saw, I...
conquered.
That is correct.
6-5, Esmeralda.
Yes.
You are the winner.
Yay.
Yeah. But you also won knowledge.
I did.
Because you can tell people that the album cover of Physical Graffiti... was featured as the real building, and I just waited on a friend.
Oh, I was thinking that Andy Griffith starred in Ritz Cracker commercials.
I want to hear Esmeralda sing Erie Canal.
I can't believe that was a question.
I have
what was
never
that connected
heard
to?
That song before.
The DeBarge.
Barge.
Right. There you go. I've never heard this Erie Canal song. How is it an American classic?
Dancing in the, I believe Dancing in the Sheets was a DeBarge song.
Is it the one about drinking cherry wine?
No, that's Jermaine Stewart.
Oh, okay.
We don't have to, we could have a good time. We don't have to take our clothes off
to have a good time.
Yeah. We don't have to take our clothes off. Yeah.
Right. We could and drink cherry wine.
God. Hey, Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
See
you tomorrow for Triple Play Thursday. And I'll tell you what else is coming up right after we break here. News is next. I don't want anybody to lose any sleep, but the biggest hit that DeBarge had was Rhythm of the Night. But the rhythm of the night, dancing till the morning light, forget about your words, that one. So that's DeBarge's biggest hit.